At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
A bit when Fritzy reaches out to me. So I guess I talked to you, but it's been 2 years, I guess, since I've seen you guys in person.
You look a little thin. You don't really look like a former offensive lineman. You look more like a former tight end in the NFL. A little, you don't look beefy anymore.
That is, I am convinced that is the dream position from a physique standpoint. Like if someone said to you, okay, you could get, like, you know what's amazing? I've got like 3 pages of notes. This is not on there. It's over. 2 minutes into the show, it is over. But I've always said, if someone just said to you, for the rest of your life, you can have any physique you want based on the position that you would have played as a football player, it's tight end all day, every day. I mean, like 6'6", 6'7", like Gronk. 6'6", 6'7", like chiseled 250. That is the dream. I mean, is anybody even going to dispute that? Any of you guys?
And did you get Travis Kelce's hair with it? He's got good hair.
He's got great hair. But no, tight end is the dream. Yes, McLovin.
When I was a kid, there wasn't all these 6'4", 230-pound tight ends who could run 4.5s. Like, is this... When we were kids, these guys didn't exist, and now there's 8 of them in every draft.
No, I mean, I don't think there were guys that were this fast. There were a lot of tight ends, but they were also bigger, and they had to block a lot. You know, McLovin, you and I growing up, Keith Jackson, remember Keith Jackson at Oklahoma?
He was the best by far. There was nobody like him.
He was like ahead of his time, although Kellen Winslow came before him. Yes, Paulie.
Yeah, you know, there's guys like Jimmy Graham. I saw Jimmy Graham in person, and it looks like a pro volleyball player. That's what he looks like. He's shredded.
Yeah, because the cool thing about a tight end is, like, you're big enough that you're a presence and nobody wants to mess with you. But you're not big enough that, like, your knees and back hurt and you're borderline obese. You know what I mean? Ross Tucker, I think most of you guys know me, but it's been a while since I've been in filling in for Dan today. 877-3-DP-SHOW is the number. DP at danpatrick.com. Live on Peacock, Fox Sports Radio. Yes, I am chiming in on Chat Row. Ryan in Honolulu turned me on to Chat Row. I'm a big Chat Row guy. Now, you can go to danpatrick.com, hit us up on Twitter, at DP Show. I am at Ross Tucker, NFL. We'll have Dane Brugler from The Athletic in a little bit, which is important because maybe one of the most important pro days of all time is going on today. Trey Lance from North Dakota State played one season FCS. So we'll find out the lowdown with that. Frank Isola will come on in hour number two, 10:20 a.m. Eastern time, to talk about the Patrick Ewing Knicks thing, but really the Nets. I'll just say it now. I hate the Nets. I hate everything about the Nets. I don't like the all-star teams. I don't think Kyrie's likable. I don't think Harden's likable. I don't like the Nets. And then the final hour, Andrew Brandt, he joins me a lot on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. There's a lot to talk about. I mean, the Kansas City Chiefs yesterday cut their two starting offensive tackles who both had surgery last month. Major back surgery, major Achilles. At least they didn't cut them while they were at the hospital on the operating table. I mean, surgery went well. You are released. They at least waited a month. But believe it or not, I am convinced that this happened because I'm guest hosting today. We have major NFL breaking news to start the show. The New England Patriots have gotten and acquired their presumed starting quarterback for the 2021 season. Now, I'm going to go around to the Danettes because I love the Danettes. And by the way, I don't say suck it back row. I love the back row. Okay.
There you go.
All right. So the first question would be this. Before, you guys all know because we talked about it. But if I had just said Patriots acquired their quarterback for 2021, Fritzy, who would have been your guess?
I would have said that they probably would have kept Cam back for one more year based on what they can, because everything you're hearing about Deshaun Watson and all these guys, maybe Jimmy Garoppolo might have popped into my mind before to bring him back.
McLovin?
Yeah, I hate to be exactly, it was only Cam or Jimmy G were the only, I had two names and that's the only two.
Seton?
I hate to say it, but I've said a couple times that I think they're bringing Cam back.
Paulie?
Sam Darnold.
I did not think they were going to bring Cam back. I did not. I did not think it went very well last year. I did not think that they would bring Cam back. And here's the thing. If we're using logic right now, it can't be one of the guys that's a free agent because free agency doesn't start till March 17th. It can't be a draft pick because the draft's not till late April. So the only people it could have been would be either Cam or a trade for like a Sam Darnold or a Jimmy G. I don't think I would have guessed Jimmy G this morning. So I probably would have said Cam just because of, what is that, deductive reasoning? Is that what I just did right there? Did I just do deductive reasoning?
That's Ivy League talk. Now you're reasoning. Talking to me.
Boom. Yes, Paulie.
Are they a contender or even close to being a Super Bowl contender with their current quarterback position?
I don't think so.
So what? Why are you signing them? To do what?
NBA. For both of them. For both parties. Cam and the Patriots, next best alternative. For Cam, he knows the offense. He's been there for a year. I don't think Cam was guaranteed to start anywhere else. This is a place where he at least knows he's got a seat at the table. Starting offense, place at the table. Remember when Fritzy got Latimer on the show? That was unbelievable.
From the program?
Starting defense, place at the table. So anyway, the movie, The Program. By the way, if you don't know, like when I say Latimer, if you don't know that that's from the movie, The Program, pull over in your car right now and reevaluate however you got to this point in your life. And then go back and watch The Program. I've seen that movie 30, 40 times. But anyway, starting offense plays at the table for Cam Newton. This was his next best alternative. And then I think for the Patriots, everything's very up in the air. You know, like what free agents are they going to sign? Jameis Winston? Fitzpatrick? Are those guys going to be better for them in 2021 than a Cam who's actually been there for a year? Yes, Paul.
Don't you think that by signing Cam Newton, it's obviously a one-year deal, that they'll take a quarterback in the second round and try to mold him into the next person like they were trying to do with Jimmy Garoppolo, who they got in the second round?
Well, it's funny. Everyone that has tweeted about this, okay? Jim McBride from the Boston Globe, Tom Pelissero from NFL Network, Adam Schefter from ESPN, they all went out of their way to say, this does not preclude the Patriots from doing other things at the quarterback position. It's almost like whoever leaked that to them and told them what the deal was It's like, make it clear that we might do other stuff. Now, let's go deep into this, okay? Does that mean they're not going to get another veteran? That seems unlikely. So does that mean that they're going to draft somebody? Or does that mean they want us to think they're going to draft somebody, but they're really not? McLovin, what do you think?
Well, there's guys saying that they're going to trade up and get somebody at number four in the draft. That sounds like the most unpatriots move ever. They've never done anything like that.
Here's the thing. I don't think they need to trade up. They're at 15. There are five quarterbacks, and we'll talk to Dane Brugler about this in 15 minutes, but there are five quarterbacks who I've seen go in top tens of various mock drafts. Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Justin Fields, Mac Jones. One of those guys is going to fall to 15. I mean, it happens every year. One of those guys. Now, the question is it a guy that the Patriots would want? Is it the guy they want? Or is it the one or two that they want? Listen, it might be Trey Lance. There's a lot of risk there to taking a guy that's played 1 year of FCS football and has played one game in the last, whatever it is, year and a half. Don't you think Trey Lance would be the perfect guy to sit behind Cam for 1 year? They're similar. Trey Lance ran over 21 miles an hour in next-gen stats. He's got a lot of similarities to Cam. And that would be the perfect guy for Trey Lance to learn from for a year. Yes, Paul.
And there's other quarterbacks in play. I think the Falcons have the fourth pick of the draft. If they trade up or take a quarterback there, what if Matt Ryan is all of a sudden in play in late April? You know, there's another guy who's, you know, still young enough to get a few years left. I don't know if that's necessary for the Patriots, but Matt Ryan might be in play for another team.
The problem is Matt Ryan would be over $40 million of dead cap money to the Falcons. I just don't think they can do it. I think the Falcons might draft the quarterback, but that guy's going to sit for a year behind Matt Ryan, and then they trade Matt next year. Yeah, Fritzy.
They got their own teams to worry about, but what are the Bills thinking today, or even Tom Brady after that was his previous team? I'd be curious as to what's going through their mind, this Cam Newton one-year thing.
So listen, I think all Brady really cares about is that the Patriots don't win the Super Bowl without him. And I don't think he's worried about Cam Newton winning the Super Bowl.
He shouldn't be.
Now, listen, they didn't have a very good team around Cam last year. O-line was okay. The skill guys struggled. He'll have better people around him. They'll have a better feel for how to use him. But the Patriots are not winning the Super Bowl with Cam Newton. I mean, yes.
I mean, more from a look at the mess that I left my former team with. They don't know what to do with the quarterback position. They're signing Cam for another 1 year deal.
No, can we just put this out there, okay? Brady knows what the deal is. Brady knows that everybody's keeping score on what he does post-Belichick and what Belichick does post-Brady. And he's way ahead. And by the way, the Bucs might win it again this year. They at least have a decent chance. The Patriots are not winning a Super Bowl with Cam Newton. Is anybody out there, raise your hand if you think there's a better than 2% chance the Patriots would win the Super Bowl with Cam Newton.
I don't think anybody would pick them to win the AFC East right now. Over Buffalo, of course it's possible, but who would? I don't think anybody would.
And then wait till the Dolphins or the Jets get Deshaun Watson. Yes, McLovin.
But what is the other option? What's plan B?
That's the problem. I think they looked at Cam, and plus it's bird in hand, right? Like the Patriots didn't want to go into free agency with nobody, and we'll talk about the money. Let me ask you this, because I saw what it is now, but we all wrote down in the morning meeting, we all wrote down what we thought the contract for Cam would be. It's out now what it is. Let's start with you, Fritzy.
I was extremely low. I thought they were going to give him $2.5 million, maybe some incentives that could get him to the $8 to $10 million range, but $2.5 million is all I thought he was worth.
McLovin.
You're going to think I cheated. 13.
Wow. Nice, McLovin. Seton?
I was going more in the 5 range.
Okay. Paulie?
$8 million.
I had 1 year, $10 million. I thought they'd get him the 10. 1 year, $10 million. They gave him exactly what Roethlisberger's making this year, $14 million. That must be what you get if you're like a former MVP that's not what you used to be. That must be their going rate for guys that good as they ever was. Go ahead, Seton.
And what I'm reading is that $14 million is all incentives.
Oh, really? I didn't see that
his
yet.
Base pay is actually, if that $14 million is assuming everything goes perfectly this year and they win the Super Bowl. And if it doesn't go perfectly and they don't, I think it's going to be a lot less than that.
Yes, McLovin.
But high-end backup money is like eight, right? Seven, eight, nine. So
I guess.
This is like high-end backup of like the Chase Daniels and the Case Keenums and all that.
Yeah. Yes, Paul.
The one thing I don't understand, what McLovin is saying, you know, what choice did the Patriots have? They're choosing mediocrity. They're choosing to be in the middle at the quarterback position instead of going with a young guy who you reset the franchise or an older guy who could help you win. If you're not getting better at the quarterback position, you're getting worse. And wouldn't, if you're the Patriots, wouldn't you? I know they don't ever trade up at the, but they have the 15th pick. It's been a long time since they have a top 15 pick. If you're the Patriots, isn't this the year to make a move up? They haven't needed.
Well, they still might.
Right.
It's a 1 year deal for not that much money. They're going to have much better guys around Cam. I think that Belichick thinks they can win double-digit games with Cam and the revamped roster. Get in the playoffs. You never know what happens. And by the way, if it goes south, they're going to have a first or second round pick quarterback.
If you
they're going to have a rookie quarterback. If Cam doesn't play well, they're going to put that kid in.
Ross, let's pretend you're still playing and you're playing for the Patriots. And I said you had a vote. You could have Cam Newton for $15 million and you don't care about the money, or Ryan Fitzpatrick this upcoming season. Both are available today.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Okay. Better chance to win, right?
What's that?
Better chance to win, better health.
I believe, look, I think a lot of these teams that need a quarterback, you know, the Bears, whoever, I always see Trubisky, Jameis Winston, you know, Mariota, Cam. Are we sure that those teams wouldn't win more games with Fitz? Are we sure about that? Because I'm not. He played well last year. Yes, Seton.
He's never made the playoffs.
Who?
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Okay.
Which team should exactly he have been on? Right, but I mean, I'm just saying, if he gives the Patriots such a better chance of winning, he's a guy in his whole career he's never won.
Well, they went 10-6 the 1 year with the Jets, so he did go 10-6. You know, the weird thing about that, Seton, is I feel like he's playing his best football now. You know, he won five games with a Dolphins team that was trying to tank. By the way, note to self, if you're trying to tank, don't sign Ryan Fitzpatrick as your quarterback.
And again,
ever.
Here's the Harvard connection. Harvard never plays. They don't do postseason in the Ivy League. Ryan Fitzpatrick doesn't do the postseason when he's in the NFL.
So should I get offended by that as a slight at the Ivy League, or should I be happy about that as a knock at Harvard?
Doesn't it bother you that the Ivy League doesn't? Yeah, maybe you got a good point. The Ivy League, shouldn't they take their champion and put him in the FCS 1AA playoffs?
Don't even get me started.
Because that's got to bother you as a player.
Oh my gosh. Don't even get me started. The weird thing about it is, and these are the topics that everybody nationally really cares about.
Oh, yeah.
But the weird thing about it is, the lacrosse team won the national championship like 3 out of my 4 years in college. And the basketball team went to the NCAA tournament and won a game my freshman year. So why can the other sports do it, but we can't? And that's what I never, ever understood. Nobody ever gave me a good explanation for that. By the way, if I'm a little off my game, there is a reason for that. And I will explain exactly what that reason is when we return 17 minutes past the hour. This is the Dan Patrick Show.
Guys, you might notice I'm a little lighter today because I filed my taxes yesterday, not to Seton's suggestion, his accountant, but my accountant. You know, it was a lot of fun, but you know what would make it worse? Identity thieves, Todd. They got a hold of those forms with all my personal information.
I hate those guys.
I know. I'd be in real trouble. When you do your taxes, your personal information is all in one place. You get emails shared, possibly exposed to identity thieves. LifeLock monitors uses of your personal info, alerts you to possible suspicious activity. And if you become a victim of identity theft, a dedicated U.S.-based specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock helps you keep what's yours. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com and use the promo code PATRICK to save up to 25% off your first year. That's promo code PATRICK to save 25% off your first year. And Fritzy, you and I will avoid those pesky identity
thieves. Find your own identity. Don't steal others, for crying
exactly.
out loud.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite. You reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Way going to be joined by my guy Dane Brugler from The Athletic in a couple minutes. He is the best scout out there, period, in the media. Everybody I talk to in the NFL, like you talk to people in the NFL, they'll say the guy that does it the most like they do it is Dane Brugler. I don't think he's ever worked for a team. I got to ask him. I did mention, though, before the break, I'm a little off my game. Here's why. I work out every morning, okay? And usually when I'm working out, I have Comcast. That's Peacock, right? Comcast, Peacock, same family?
Sure.
Yeah. I'm with it. So anyway, and I listen to different music channels. And I used to always listen to like top 40 or hits. Over the last month or so, I have been listening exclusively to the 80s channel. My workouts have gone up 20%. The 80s music is by far the best music for when you're working out. It's not even close. Like, I'm telling you, think about this, okay? Think about, like, the whole Rocky IV soundtrack. Think about, like, first of all, like, Eye of the Tiger, 100%. Who's the heavyweight MMA champ right now? Cain Velasquez or something? Yeah, that guy's dead if I'm listening to Eye of the Tiger. He's a dead man. If that song is on, the guy's a dead man. That's number one. Number two, Van Halen, Jump, Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer. Even the song yesterday, I was doing curls. I was like, maybe he's no Romeo, but he's my man in one man show. Let's hear it for the boy. Tell me you can't lift more. I have no idea who sings that song, but tell me you can't lift more when she says, let's hear it for the boy.
You're a soundtrack? Dun, dun. You're throwing soundtracks from Footloose on and putting up some weight?
I don't know. It's 80s music. I don't know. Every 80s music, every 80s song gets me jacked. Yeah, look at this.
That would be Denise Williams for you.
Yeah, never heard of her. I don't care. Song's awesome. Way to go, Denise. Well, maybe I don't need her, but that's okay with me.
So if you're the strength coach down at Bama, you put this on, it's go time?
Yeah. He ain't got much to say. Tell me this song's not awesome. He loves me.
I think there's people out there that would tell you that.
What?
That this song isn't awesome.
This song's awesome. You got to get to the part where he goes, can you fast forward? You got to get to the part where she goes, maybe he's no Romeo, but he's my love and one man show. Let's hear it for the boy. That's the key. Tell me you can't lift more for this. My baby, he's going to lift some more for me this morning. All right. Dane's been waiting long enough. His name is Dane Brugler. He was on the College Draft Podcast this week. I'd have him on every week if I could. He is an absolute stud. Check him out on Twitter, at DP Brugler. His rankings, his everything. Dane knows everything about these guys. Like, even kids I know from high school, he knows things about them in high school that I didn't know. It's unbelievable. Dane, it's Ross. Twice in 1 week, man. Good to talk with you.
You too. I got to tell you, that lead in, if this was a prospect interview, I don't know if it's a red flag or if I'm more likely to draft you now. I can't tell.
All right. So Dane, you are young looking, but can you at least be with me and agree with me on 80s music?
Sure. I mean, I was born in the 80s and, you know, I went to plenty of 80s parties in college. So, you know, I've got my fill. Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, like I said, I at first I was a little, I don't know, this might be a red flag, but the more you got into it, I was like, all right, I'm with it. I'm liking this. So yeah, I'm with you.
You know what? You know why you should like it? You know why it's not a red flag? You want people that are passionate about things in life. And you know what, Scout Brugler? I am even more passionate about football than I am about 80s music. And that type of passion I'm going to have for your team if you draft me.
I love it. I love it. That's sold. Third round grade.
All right, so here's the deal, all right? Trey Lance played FCS football. I played 1AA football. He played 1 year as a redshirt freshman, and that's it. Then he played one game this fall, and now he's supposedly a top 10 pick. So he's got his pro day today. I guess the first question, Dane, is this like the most important pro day ever? I mean, where do you put this in the pro day all-time importance rankings? There's no combine. He played 1 year of FCS football.
Right. Obviously, this pro day carries a little bit extra weight just with, you know, you set it up, 17 starts at the college level. He's an unprecedented evaluation. There's no other way to say it. Obviously, we've seen players from the FCS level go to the NFL at quarterback, find success. Carson Wentz, Jimmy Garoppolo, go back to Steve McNair. But we've never seen an FCS quarterback with, you know, only 20 years old with such meager experience, but also have his talent level go to the NFL like this. So only 17 career starts and none of those starts against FBS competition. A lot of times, you know, we might have one game against Iowa State or something like that. not with him. And because he's only a redshirt sophomore, we don't have the benefit of the Senior Bowl or, you know, to see him with better competition. That's something that really helped Carson Wentz and Jimmy Garoppolo when they were coming out as seniors. So it's really an unprecedented evaluation. And that's not a reason to not draft him, but it does make it a little bit more of a challenge, especially because at North Dakota State, they have their offensive identity. They're not going to change just because they have maybe a higher level quarterback. In his 17 career starts, Lance averaged 18.6 pass attempts per game, while the team averaged 45 rush attempts per game. So this is not a quarterback that had to put the team on his back and make things happen. He did it plenty of times, but that's not how the offense is set up. So his pro day today is going to be well attended by NFL teams, just like his one game was back in October. And they want to see him throw the ball, see how the ball comes off his hand. But more importantly, it's going to be about the interviews for Trey Lance. Where is he mentally in his development? I think North Dakota State did a really nice job in terms of getting him ready for this moment. Quincy Avery, his quarterback trainer, who works with a lot of NFL quarterbacks like Deshaun Watson, has, you know, he's told me how advanced he is for a 20-year-old. And that goes back to North Dakota State and what they do during the week in terms of putting more and more on his plate, preparation techniques, things like that. So on game day, he can set protections. He can make checks, do all these things, and have that freedom. So even though he is 20 years old, even though he has meager experience, I think teams are going to be impressed when they have a chance to sit down with him and really talk to him. Unfortunately, this year, it's just going to be all virtual. You know, in past years, they'd be taking him out for dinner last night before the pro day. We're out for lunch today after the pro day. Not going to have that opportunity this year. It's all going to be virtual. So just everything's different, and that's going to make it really interesting for a player like this who's, again, such just an unprecedented evaluation.
So, Dane, I know you know this. How did he get to North Dakota State? I mean, he's 6'4", 220. I've seen him throw a beautiful deep ball. He's got a strong arm. I was reading the Next Gen stats. He's got 4 carries over 20 miles an hour. Like, he appears to be a total physical freak show. How did he get to North Dakota State in the first place? How does that happen?
Born and raised in a small town in Minnesota, about 150 miles west of Minneapolis. So, you know, that's the first thing. And he was really a running back most of his life until he got to high school, and they moved him to quarterback, becomes a starter as a sophomore. And it kind of grew from there. He got better and better. But, you know, even as a senior, he was playing safety. He had 54 tackles and 3 interceptions as a senior safety, which you don't see a lot, you know, with these top quarterbacks. Usually they're quarterback only, and that's it. They're going to quarterback camp since they were 10 years old. That just wasn't the case with Trey Lance. And so as a recruit, you know, a couple FBS teams did look at him. Western Michigan, they offered him right before signing day. Boise State got in the mix a little bit later. But at that point, he was already set on North Dakota State. And, you know, he goes there, red shirts, and then has that prolific redshirt freshman year where he had it was 28 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. It was just a remarkable redshirt freshman campaign, led North Dakota State to the FCS national title. I mean, drew it up, textbook, what you want. But it's the only season we have to go off of aside from that one game in October. So the sample size isn't great, but the talent is sure intriguing.
Talking with Dane Brugler from The Athletic, at DBBrugler on Twitter. By the way, Dane's the only one that knows 54 tackles for Trey Lance as senior in high school. Nobody else knows that. 54 tackles, 3 interceptions. I guess the last one on Lance, because I want to ask you about a couple other guys, is just, is there a player in the NFL comparison that you like? And has there ever been another circumstance like this where a guy really only played 1 year?
You know, we've seen guys, you know, at the quarterback position play one season, you know, Mitchell Trubisky, obviously, you know, that was talked about during his lead up to the draft. But the one quarterback where you can draw some comparisons is Kyler Murray. When you think about the skill set, now Lance is bigger and Kyler is a little quicker. But in terms of the sample size, the number of starts, it's similar. In terms of, you know, on tape, you see a lot of one read and run throws. But you see a smart guy who's able to create. You know, he has the arm talent, but he also has the mobility. So I think there's some comparisons there just in terms of style. Now, again, Lance is bigger, not quite as quick. But, you know, in terms of what they did at the college level and what they could do at the next level, I think there's some similarities. So, you know, but this is unprecedented, really. When you, again, when you talk about a player from the FCS level having such meager experience and not having the benefit of the Senior Bowl, you know, Carson Wentz, he only played, or he was only a year and a half starter at North Dakota State. But him going to the Senior Bowl really helped himself. That went from a, yeah, he could probably be a first-round pick, to all of a sudden he's in the top three mix and the Eagles are trading up for him. So not having the Senior Bowl, not having the combine, that's a missed opportunity, unfortunately. But again, that's not the reason not to draft him. It just makes it a little bit more of a challenge when you try to figure out, okay, where does he stack, especially in a class like this where there's a lot of other quarterbacks with Lawrence and Zach Wilson, Justin Fields, Mac Jones. So plenty of options at quarterback in this class.
You mentioned that. I'm curious, is Lance your number three guy, or do you have Fields ahead of him? It seems like everybody has Lawrence one, Wilson two. I guess not everybody. Sims has Wilson one, but most people have Lawrence one, Wilson two. Is it Lance or Fields three for you?
I think right now I've got Fields three, Lance four, but those guys are neck and neck for me. I do think Lawrence is the clear top guy. And then Zach Wilson, I've, you know, back in the fall, I kind of put it out there that, hey, this guy's got a chance to be the number two quarterback. And, you know, that's really kind of come to fruition. We talked to people around the league. They love Zach Wilson. They're really intrigued with what he can do and that skill set. And then three and four, that's where it's interesting, because I think you have Justin Fields and Trey Lance both have a lot to offer, physically talented. I think it really comes down to figuring them out mentally. Where are they in their development? You know, with Justin Fields, what he was asked to do in that Ryan Day offense compared to Trey Lance, what he was asked to do in North Dakota State, very, very different. And so three and four to me are very close. And then you've got Mac Jones, who, you know, it's Mac Jones is difficult because, you know, you have if you list what you're looking for at the quarterback position, you know, the traits, you start with decision making and accuracy. Those are one and two. And Mac Jones has that. So, you know, I think you have to look at everything else and say, okay, is he good enough in these other areas where, you know, he's going to be a guy that, you know, can be a starter for us. And so each team's looking at that differently. Some teams that have a more established roster are going to be more interested in him, while some other teams that, you know, need more out of their quarterback, they won't be as high on the Alabama quarterback. So a really interesting dynamic and between these quarterbacks and how the teams are going to view them.
It's kind of crazy to me. You probably know some of this off the top of your head, Dame. Aren't there some like Power Five schools that haven't had a guy drafted at all in like 20 years at the quarterback position? Meanwhile, North Dakota State's going to have a second top 10 guy in like 6 years. I mean, give me a couple programs off the top of your head. I'm sure you know a couple that haven't had a guy drafted or drafted high in a long time.
Well, Ohio State had not had a first round quarterback in a long, long time before Dwayne Haskins. And obviously Ohio State is cream of the crop when you talk about recruiting, you talk about college level players, and they had not produced, a high level quarterback. I mean, you could go back to the 70s. It's interesting because, North Dakota State has really done a great job identifying these guys and then developing them. And that goes back to what they're asked to do, or what they're asked of their quarterbacks in terms of during the week and their preparation. Really, really impressive. So, there's a lot of programs, even before last year with Tua. You look at Alabama and the quarterbacks that they produced. Not a lot of high-level quarterbacks. Even during the Nick Saban era, Tua was the first rounder in a while. So, yeah, there's plenty of top-level college programs that have not produced the type of quarterbacks that North Dakota State has.
Here's what you got to do. You got to check out Dane on Twitter at DP Brugler. Check out all the stuff he's doing for The Athletic. You can hear him earlier this week talking about the guy that was a punter, basketball player only as a junior in high school that might get drafted at tight end in the NFL draft on the College Draft Podcast, part of the Ross Tucker Podcast Network. Dane, you are the man. I meant what I said. Thank you so much.
Anytime. Thanks, Ross.
There he is, Dane Brugler. Love Dane Brugler. Love the Players' Championship as well, by the way. Rory McIlroy and the PGA Tour's very best take on the purest of golf courses, TPC Sawgrass. Who will have this year's defining moment? Coverage continues today on Golf Channel and tomorrow, 1 Eastern, on NBC. Did you see, by the way, that video? Any of you guys see the video? I think it was Ian Poulter was with like three guys at the 19th hole. They were a combined plus 29 yesterday. Then the PGA Tour put a tweet out like, Ian Poulter's like, this is what, they were all having a daddy soda. And he said something like, this is what you do when you're a combined plus 29 on the first day of a tournament. They're all just sitting there drinking beers. Why do we like it so much, especially golf, when they do poorly? Go ahead, Paulie.
There was a golfer who put four drives into the drink on a par three yesterday. And, you know, you both cringe, but also like, oh, that's how I would do. That's how I would be on that hole. So it makes them weirdly relatable for a couple minutes.
How many shots would it take for you to hit the green? What's it, the 17th hole where it's like that little island of land surrounded by water?
I guess it would be just luck if one of us hit it. You know, you'd probably be in your own head looking at all that water and it would just swallow you up.
What do they do? What do they do with the balls? Like, there has to be thousands or millions. They have like a big net underneath there. There's got to be my pop-up, he would jump in and go get the balls. Seton, yes.
You know what it is too about that hole? I think it's not so much hitting it, it's getting it to stay on. Right?
Right.
Like, I think we could probably hit it, but it's just going to bounce over.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's getting it to stop and just stay.
You need to do like the arc thing where it hits and then spins back a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Little English on the 17th hole. Hello, friends. All right. Play of the day. I already know what you, well, I know because you guys told me, but I already knew before you guys told me what the play of the day would be. 41 minutes past the hour. This is the Dan Patrick Show.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up, and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie, but it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If
you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Oh my God.
The play. The play is called play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
I'm gonna play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
5 seconds left. Hauser passes to Clark. Clark feeds it off. Here's a three-pointer from Beekman for the win, and he hits it! The freshman! His first points of the game! And they come through as the winner at the horn! 72-69! The Cavaliers have struck again!
That was Reese Beekman hitting the game-winning three-pointer to give Virginia a 72-69 victory over Syracuse to advance to the semifinals of the ACC tournament. Just the ninth three-pointer for Beekman all season. He's 9 for 35 now after hitting that. He had not made one in just over a month. That was the only shot he made all game, courtesy of the Virginia Sports Radio Network. Unfortunately, we have some bad breaking news for Virginia. Paulie, can you hit it? According to the mothership, the ACC announced that the Georgia Tech-Virginia game has been canceled following a positive test, subsequent quarantining, and contact tracing within the Virginia program. Georgia Tech will advance to the men's ACC tournament championship game. Guys, this is going to be crazy. I mean, that's two now. Duke's out. It happened to Duke yesterday when they were supposed to play Florida State. Now, Virginia, they're all happy. By the way, it's like the day after they're happy and they win. Duke beat Louisville. Hey, we're happy. We win. Next day, somebody tests positive.
Maybe Duke and Virginia should start their own tournament. Like, take a little pause 10 days and then put together some teams.
Well, Virginia is still going to be able to be in the NCAA tournament, right?
For sure.
I saw a lot of stories saying, is Virginia going to be able to be in the tournament? Probably, but I don't think it's certain. Is Georgia Tech, so if they win this ACC title by default, is that like, do you celebrate?
I mean, they got to play. Yes, you celebrate. Yes, you celebrate in a major way. By the way, I was talking earlier about the supplement I take in the morning, which is 80s music. Okay, the supplement you guys take is M-Drive. Powerful ingredients, backed by science. I know you guys, I've heard you all the time, and Dan talk about it. Help you get energized, stronger, leaner. Go to mdrivedan.com today. Get free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't let age beat you. Refine your prime with M-Drive and 80s music. Think about what could happen if you double down on both of those, M-Drive and 80s music. You know, I'm so bummed for these kids. This stinks. I mean, and the crazy thing is, whether it's Duke or UVA, it's been a year. You know, a year ago this morning, I woke up at 4:30 a.m. and called my buddy who's a doctor. I was supposed to fly out west to go skiing, and he's like, I don't think you should go. You can't go. Because the night before was Tom Hanks, Rudy Gobert. The president said no international flights. It's kind of crazy that here we are a year later and we're still having games canceled. Evidently, I think I read this right, McLovin. Evidently, you need to, as long as you have five players in the NCAA tournament, you can play.
Yeah, I think that's the case.
So that means for contact tracing stuff for like UVA, they didn't have five guys that could go out there today? So it seems to me like what teams need to do is get an extra bus. Don't have these guys together. Like have a bus A and a bus B, and don't ever let those guys get within contact, because you want to at least make sure you have six dudes or five dudes in case somebody tests positive, right? How are we not going to have people test positive when everybody's in Indianapolis?
You know, Duke this year had their own basically hotel off campus that all the athletes were staying at. and they didn't even go to Greensboro to stay in the local hotels, which were, you know, they had COVID rules and all that kind of stuff, but they were going back and forth on the team bus.
You know what I think is really crazy about that, Paul? I haven't heard anybody else say this. There are multiple reports out there that the guy that tested positive was a walk-on, and that, by the way, is why Louisville doesn't have any issues. The team that played Duke, because there's no contact tracing for the other team because he didn't play in the game. How do you feel if you're that kid, that young man? That is a tough one. To look at the starters, to look at the scholarship guys, because you know, I mean, there's two ways you can go there, right? There'll be guys that be like, ah, don't worry about it, man. Things happen. There's going to be a couple guys that this is their whole lives. And somehow that walk on, and I, well, look, we don't know what he did, but somehow he did something and tested positive. Seton?
That is true that everybody can look at this guy and be like, man, you cost us. But there's a bunch of other people on that team who'd be like, hey, man, you had all season to not stink. I just messed up this one thing because I caught COVID. You guys are the ones who are losing all these games and barely squeaking in. If maybe you beat Florida State, you might get in. Easy on the COVID guy.
By the way, how crazy. Duke and Kentucky not going to be in the tournament. Duke and Kentucky. Yes, Paul.
According to the NCAA protocols with Virginia and these other teams, they require 7 consecutive days of negative tests before arriving in Indy for the tournament. That plus whatever quarantine is required for your specific team. So Virginia is, that's tight.
So wait a minute, 7 days?
But this tournament starts a day later this year. It does not start on Thursday. It starts on Friday.
What?
Yeah, they bumped it back a day. We just found out that, I think,
I don't
on
understand.
Monday. We
so
didn't
Friday
either.
And Saturday is the first round?
Right.
Sunday and Monday is the second round?
Right.
Do we know logic for that?
I think for situations just like this, they bump back a day because if during a tournament, just that one day could help Virginia get in.
They're kind of messing with my, like, circadian rhythm or whatever that thing is called
you
by
like
doing
the,
that.
You like that noon Thursday.
By the way, my mom and dad, they let me stay home in school my whole life, Thursday and Friday the tournament, if I got straight A's. That's just good parenting right there. 1 hour down, we'll talk a little NBA next hour. And Patrick Ewing? Who doesn't know Patrick Ewing at Madison Square Garden? It's the Dan Patrick Show.
With their new Epic Speed Driver, Callaway is using artificial intelligence to bring you the future of speed. The Epic Speed Driver contains a jailbreak speed frame, an AI design structure that connects the top and bottom of the driver immediately behind the face to enhance torsional stability at impact. In other words, the speed frame helps reduce the amount that the driver head twists and deforms when you hit the ball. That means more energy stays in the driver face and transfers to the golf ball. And more energy to the golf ball means more ball speed. So jailbreak speed frame sounds pretty useful, right? There's a new Epic driver for just about every player, and they've all got the jailbreak speed frame. The Epic Speed is for most players. The Epic Max has additional forgiveness, and the better player's Epic Max LS capitalizes on the tour-preferred combination of low spin plus high stability. Callaway is not just building drivers, they're framing the future of speed. Check out the Epic family of drivers at callawaygolf.com/epic.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.